Well, I think most Australians know the name Taria Pitt. They didn't before an ultramarathon where she was running in the desert and was awful. She was trying to outrun a grass fire and couldn't. She's very badly burned and I think very, very lucky to survive. She joins us right now, a person of interest. Taria, good morning.
Hey, good morning, team. Thanks so much for having me.
Not at all, not at all. I don't know if you know this, but I looked up the meaning of your name. Have you ever done that?
I think it depends what meaning you came back with because it's a Tahitian name.
Okay, what does it mean in Tahitian?
It means goddess of the ocean.
Oh, wow. Okay, in Ukraine it means river, but in Hindu it means your true self.
You're right.
Their word is Taria. What did you learn about your true self from this experience?
Because that's a really hard question to answer. I think what I've learned about my experience, and I think you can apply it generally, is that you really achieve those big things in life by taking those little steps every day. Mm-hmm. And I think so often we find whatever it is that we're wanting to do, we find the idea overwhelming and demoralizing. And so we might give up before we even really start. And so rather than doing that, I had the mindset of just chipping away at my recovery every day. That doesn't mean every day was a great day. Some days were really bad and really hard. But I think what I did is I just showed up and I accepted the outcome of the day.
Taria, when I was planning my questions for you, I was thinking about what it must have been like for you the first time you went out in public. But then I was worried about that sounding offensive in some way. You know, do people struggle with trying to find the right thing to say to you or to ask you? Is that something that is common with you?
I don't think so these days. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a mum these days, right? I've got a running program for mums.
Yep.
It's mayhem in the morning trying to get the kids off to school. It's arguing with my husband about who's going to wash the dishes. It's kind of that normal life sort of stuff. I think in the early days, yeah, definitely, because when you see someone that looks visibly injured, people do feel awkward in what to say to that person.
Yeah.
And what I learned through my recovery was it's always better to acknowledge it because people often think, oh, I don't want to upset the person. I don't want to upset them. I don't want to remind them about what happened.
What was it like in that moment while you were running and you then thought, this is it?
You know what? I've got one really vivid memory, and that is I just thought about my spunky partner. And I just thought how unfair it was because we had all of these goals and we were a young couple. We had all of these goals and dreams for our future. And I just thought how unfair it was that I wouldn't get to live any of those with him. And I think the thing I'm most proud of is that we've got a really solid relationship. Obviously, I get annoyed at him when he opens the second yogurt in the fridge.
Absolutely.
Just normal stuff like that. But we've been through something so incredibly tough and we've navigated it really well. And I wouldn't be the person that I am if I didn't have his love and support.
Taria, you have been through 1,000 and then some lifetimes of pain and suffering compared to most of us. Are you actually proud and maybe even a little bit surprised at what you've been able to overcome?
Yeah, I am, because I think if I had watched my story on 60 Minutes, I would have thought, oh, there's no way I would have been able to do what that chick's doing. And I think how I've done it, there's no secret, right? It's just showing up every day, having goals for your future, focusing on the positives, and when you have a hard day, just accepting it.
Taria, where are you up to in your physical recovery now? Are you fully recovered, would you say that?
Nah, I don't think I'll ever be fully because there's always new things that you can do, right? So
yep.
I went to the US earlier this year to have an operation on my nose and now I can breathe better through it,
yep.
Which is awesome, obviously, especially for an athlete, very helpful being able to breathe through your nose. So that was really good. So I think there's always things that I'll be able to do to try and improve things a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Being a runner, do you have trouble now with perspiration and cooling down when you're exercising?
Yeah. So one of the main functions of our skin is like if we're hot, we'll sweat, right? And that will cool us down when the sweat evaporates. And then if we're cold, we'll get goosebumps and that will trap air between the little hairs on our skin. Burnt skin does neither of those things. So I probably just get hotter than the normal person and I get colder than the normal person. Having said that, I did do like the Ironman World Championships in Hawaii.
Wow.
And it was hot, but like I was fine.
Was there a stage there where, you know, and you have a lot of time on your own, you sat there and thought, I hope I don't make it?
You know what? I have a really vivid memory in the first, might have been like the first time I opened my eyes and I saw my partner and he was looking down at me and he had tears in his eyes and he said, darling, darling, I'm so happy that you're still alive. I'm so happy that you're still here. And because I was in so much pain, like so much physical pain, I had this thought. I thought, no, I don't wish I was here. I knew that I had a lot to live for and I had an amazing partner and beautiful family and friends. And I think when I raised those thoughts of not wanting to be here anymore, it's hard for people who love you to listen to that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my mum would say, oh, no, you don't. That's silly. You've got so much to live for. And my dad was actually really good. My dad said, yep, totally understand. Why don't you give yourself a timeline, like 3 years? He said, that's how long the doctor said it will be until you feel a bit more normal. And he said, if you don't feel better by then, just end it.
Hmm. It must have been so hard for him to say those words, but at the same time, so loving as a father.
Gave you a goal.
And a parent to say to you, it's okay if by that time you haven't changed your mind.
Wow. Yeah, but that was validating.
How long from when you noticed the fire to it catching up to you? And have you ever found out the origin of that grass fire? Who started it? How did it start?
No, I've never found out the origin of the fire. It was probably maybe 10 seconds.
Wow. Oh, 10 seconds?
God. Yeah.
That quick?
Yeah, 60 minutes took myself and the other survivors back to the Kimberley, which is where we were burnt. And everyone else wanted to go back to the site where we were burnt, but I didn't go back and neither did Michael. We spent the day like at a waterhole having a lot of fun. And so I think for people's closure, it's kind of up to them. And some people do want to revisit the scene of the crime, so to speak. Some people do want to find out the intricacies of the day so that they can come up with some kind of explanation. For me, that didn't really change the facts. So I didn't find it helpful to revisit the past.
Tariya Pitt, thank you so much for talking with us. As I said, when we talked about people of interest, you were one of the first names that came up and we knew it would be difficult for us. It's been an absolutely fascinating insight. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, no worries, guys. Thanks for the chat and have a good day.